Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yudalit Amud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Reish Mem Tes. We had concluded Se'if Beis yesterday in the Mechaber, but we'll have a couple of Mishneh Berurahs to go and finish off. So we'll repeat the Mechaber starting at the very last words of Yudalit Amud Aleph. So he says, V'lecho v'lishtos v'li kviya suda, for a person to go and eat without being koveya suda on a Friday afternoon, even afilu suda, even if it's a meal that he's normally eating on a week, the Mishneh Berurah will explain this lashon in Sifkat and Tesvav. Let's do it already now. Haynu kmo va'afilu, even afi afilu, and even if it's a suda shirago b'b'chol, to lo mi baya, certainly belik v'yasuda klal. Does it vade muter kol hayom, to sit down without having a set meal to snack during the day certainly is okay. Va'afilu mitzvah li mona gamkin leka, and there is not even a mitzvah for a person not to snack on a Friday. So the chiddush over here is even if it's a set meal, you're eating lunch. You're not having a huge meal. You're having a sandwich. You always have a sandwich for lunch. Now you're going to have a sandwich for lunch too on Friday. And you're allowed to have this. You don't have to say it has to be before chatzos. It has to be in the morning. You can even have this in the afternoon. However, but there is a mitzvah to try and not to eat too much beyond a certain point in time. And that's what the Mechaber continues. You could actually start this meal technically any time that you want. But there is a mitzvah not to have this meal, to have your regular lunch, even though it's a regular lunch, not to have it after 9 hours of the day in our standard 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day. You shouldn't have it after 3 p.m. in the afternoon, even though you always eat lunch, sometimes you have it at 1, sometimes at 2, sometimes at 3, on a Friday afternoon, you should try not to have it, even if you always have a regular small lunch, not to have it after Teisha Shos Ulamala. Now, we'll catch up on the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot Yudalit. The Lecho V'Lishtos, he said, to just eat without Kvuya Suda, just to have a snack, that's allowed. Vein B'chlal Zeh, and this doesn't include Im Hushoseh Kol Kacharbe Mine Mashke Achidei Seveya. However, if you're not sitting down to eat, but you're going to drink so much that it's going to make you satisfied, then Ki Hu V'Vadei Mekal Kol Taivas Amaychol. If you drink so much that you can't eat anything and you're going to go into Shabbos satiated from the liquids, so then certainly you shouldn't do that, even though it's not kviya suda. And he says, v'achush yod al zeh, and the actual facts support this. Ulafamim yuchal hi botel aide shechruso misuda Shabbos legamre. In Rachmon Litzlan, you're talking here about drinking hard stuff. If a person gets so drunk, he drinks so much on a Friday afternoon, so it's not food, but he's going to be mevatel his suda Shabbos because he's nebuch drunk. And therefore, v'alkein, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishneh Berurah says, mitzvah lihimana mizeh al koponim miteisha shos ulamala. If you are going to drink something, so you certainly should not drink it after 3 p.m. in our standardized day, after 9 hours of the day. We did Sivkot and Tezvav, now we do Sivkot and Tezayin. The Mishneh Berurah says, milikbo asuda, a person should be trying not to establish a suda after 9 hours of the day, after 3 p.m. But if you started, let's say, at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, ain't no mafsik, you're not mechuyev to stop in that situation. However, Dear Shufut number 25 does point out, if the sun has set, if you reached Shkia Sechama, then the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph says, Shetzorich lahafsik esachilo, so then you should stop. Velo litom klum achi kaddish, and you shouldn't eat anything further until you make kiddush. The reasoning behind this, the Mishneh Berurah says over there in Sivkot Yudalit, because even though you've started to eat the heter, nevertheless, now, kiven shakiddush shayach l'suda, you're supposed to make kiddush, ulechatchila tiknu chachomim sheish l'kaddish kodem asuda, ubemakom suda, and since you're supposed to make kiddush before you eat and in the place we eat, so you should stop, chayev hu lahafsik es sudoso ulekaddish, you should stop and make kiddush. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin says, Miteisha Shos Ulamala, from 9 hours into the day and beyond that, you shouldn't set up a meal. Hainu Shos Manios. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that this is based upon the time of the year. So it's the Shos Manios. It's the halachic hour, not the hour 3 to 4 p.m. So if you're dealing in the summer months, for example, when each hour may be an hour and 12 minutes, if you divide up the day into 12 equal parts, there's many more hours of daylight. So the hour can be much longer than a calendar hour than a 60-minute hour. So this period of time of 9 hours goes by Shos Manios. So therefore, in the last fourth of the day, it's shorter or longer in the winter or the summer, so that is when you shouldn't have this meal. However, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, near the Bimos HaChorif in the winter months, Bisman Shayom and Ktsar Mod, when you have very short days, you have a 9 or 10 hour day of actual daylight. So mitzvah limonam likbo asuda harigila afilu kodem teisha shos. So therefore, it may be the Shabbos is at 4 o'clock, so that the 9 hours into the day is much earlier. So don't say, well, I have till 3 p.m. No, you don't have till 3 p.m. You have in that situation, based upon the Shos Manios, till Kodem Teisha Shos, whenever the Teisha Shos are, but you should do it before that because they're shorter. Each hour may be only 50 minutes. So you can say, well, I have 3 hours till Shabbos, 3 halachic hours, but that's a very short period of time compared to 3 full hours or 3 summer hours. So Koshu Mishab Enavsho Shayidezeh Lo Yetoiv Lecho Belayla. So what should a person do? Every person should figure out for themselves, estimate for themselves, if they were to eat now, will they not be hungry at night? If the answer to that is yes, then don't eat now. Eat earlier. Every person should figure out what is the latest time that he can eat something so he shouldn't go into Shabbos starved, that we'll see in the next sif. But at the same time, he shouldn't go into Shabbos so satisfied, so satiated, that he can't enjoy the Shabbos meal. And that actually is what now the Mechaber is going to tell us in Sif Gimel. Derech Anshei Maisa Lehisanos B'chol Erev Shabbos. There are great individuals that would go and not eat at all on Erev Shabbos. They would essentially fast every Erev Shabbos in order to guarantee that they were going to Shabbos very much looking forward to the Shabbos meal. Mishnah explains, however, in Sivkot Yud Ches, he says, Kidei Shu Te'evim Lecho B'Layla. They did this in order that they should be desirous of eating at night, hungry and looking forward to the meal at night. However, he brings down Ayin and the Bach and the Morgan of Ram, Shara Chronim, Sheskimu the Ainless Anas Be'er Shabbos. A normal person should not do this because Kidei Shlo Yikonis L'Shabbos Kishu Mu'una, because then you're going to go into Shabbos starved and you're going to be very uncomfortable and it's going to take away from the Onik Shabbos of the first hour or so of Shabbos until you finish Davni Maariv and make Kiddush. So therefore, a normal person shouldn't do this because that's not proper that you should have Inui, that you'd have affliction on Shabbos. Unless in Lo Shehu Isnes Kol Kach, if you are such a delicate person that if you have a little bit of breakfast, you can't eat the rest of the day. There are some people that they're very, very poor eaters and they eat very little. They've either gotten used to that or that's their personal nature. So if they have a bagel at breakfast, that's it. The rest of the day, they can't really eat that much. Shem Yocha Bayom, if they eat something during the daytime, Lo Yucha Lecho Balayla L'Teyovim, then they won't have any appetite at night to eat the Shabbos meal. So such a person, Oz Minok Tovu, Imein Mazik Lo Aitainis. So such a person has the right to fast on Friday, assuming the tinus doesn't disturb him. If he eats only a few hundred calories every day, so such a person is not going to be disturbed by not eating those few hundred calories on Friday and just eating on Friday night on Shabbos, the Shabbos Suda, the first Suda, in that way he can have the best of both worlds. He's not really afflicted by not eating because that's his normal pattern, and he'll be able to eat the little bit that he does eat, Betei Yavon, on Friday night. Siv Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, "Im kibel lov lisanos be'er Shabbos." If a person did accept upon himself a tainus on Erev Shabbos, nebuch, it's a yard site that the person has. Which reminds me again, when I'm dictating this shiurim, it's the final week of my 12 months for my mana, harini kaparas mishkova, chana bas me'er avram. Always remind everybody that we're learning this shiurim li'ilui nishmasa. If a person has a tainus that he's fasting on Friday afternoon for whatever the reason, for an eis tzara, for, as I mentioned, the yard site. So when a person arranges a tainus for Friday, not because of Sif Gimel that we just said, because he wants to have a teyavon for the Friday night meal, but because he has a reason to have a tainus on a Friday. So then, tzorich lesanos atzesa kochavim. So then, the fast is like a regular fast that you have on any day, a fast that you accept upon yourself goes until the stars come out, until tzesa kochavim. Unless in Lo Sheperish Bishas Kabbalas Atainus, unless he specified at the time that he took upon himself this Tainus on Friday, Achi Yashlimu Atzibur Tfiloson, he's saying that my Tainus goes until the Tzibur davens Kabbalah Shabbos in Maariv on Friday night, so then my Tainus is over. So even if the Tzibur davens early, they want to daven Plaga Mincha before Plaga Mincha and then Maariv right after Plaga Mincha, like many places do in the summer, so you don't have a very late Friday night meal, so they accept upon themselves Shabbos early. So even though it's pure light outside, it's still Friday in many halachic ways and certainly from the physical characteristics, so the person doesn't have to wait till Tzesek Kochavim in that situation to break his fast because he was Mefarish. He specifically explain that I'm not accepting myself upon myself the tainus until Tzesa Kochavim. I'm only accepting myself upon myself this tainus for Friday until the Tzibur finishes davening Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yutes explains, Kumo im kibel tainus stam b'shayim e'ashvua. If a person normally accepts a tainus on a Tuesday, so then dino hu ad seis hakolchavim davka. So then the normal default position of accepting upon yourself a tainus is until the stars come out, until seis hakolchavim. Lo mahani, and it doesn't help. If that day he happens to daven ma'ariv early, he happens to daven plag ha-mincha before plag ha-mincha mincha, and he davens that day on that Tuesday, he davens ma'ariv early. He can't eat after ma'ariv; he has to wait until tzeis ha-kochavim. Regardless, as we will learn, kedelakamon besimun tof kuf samach beis if alafu beis. We'll learn those halachos when we deal with it. Hu adin hacha. So the same din applies over here on a Friday afternoon. They nu nechshav leisur b'mesha nichnas the Shabbos kishumuna. Aye, we just learned you're not allowed to afflict yourself on Shabbos. So this is different over here because you accepted upon yourself a tainus on Friday. Afagav de biyom haShabbos gufa also lesanos. Even though a person normally should not fast on Shabbos, the one exception being a tainus chalom that bothers you. You have a bad dream and you want to fast on Shabbos to remove the bad dream, so you have a halachic right to do so. You then have to do a tainus to make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, to have a tainus to be mechaper for your tainus. But in any event, we normally don't allow people to fast on Shabbos. The person has a yard set on Shabbos, he doesn't fast on Shabbos. So in that situation, even in the normal circumstances, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Here you're allowed to. And we have the similar idea when Asar Batavius comes out on Friday, which is the only tainus that can come out really on a Friday. So we do fast on Asar Batavius on a Friday, and we fast into Shabbos, and that's not a problem because you're obligated to fast because of the tainus that you accepted upon yourself, and that, so to say, pushes off the fact that you're going to be in the first part of Shabbos, the first hour or so of Shabbos, that you'll be be'inoy. That's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chaf writes, Im lo shet perish, if you didn't specify that you're not going to fast till Tzeis HaKochav, you have to fast Tzeis HaKochav, but if you did specify that you don't have to fast, he says, Va'oz muter afilu or hayom godo, then a person would in fact be allowed to go and end his fast early, even though it's still daylight outside, because he specified, I'm only accepting my fast until I daven mar. Likewise, if a person accepts upon himself a shorter period of time, he's going to fast only until mincha gedola, until in our idealized day, until 12:30 p.m., 6.5 hours into the day. That's the start of mincha gedola, as we learned. Mahani to know, this tonight works. A person has the right to accept upon himself a tainus in the way he would like to, and even if it's a half a day, that's a valid tainus. Now, if you look in Dirshu footnote number 30, he brings down the chenim hisna kodim shekibel as a tainus. Likewise, if a person accepted upon himself before he took upon himself to fast, but ula'achem ikinki shekibel a tainus lo hiskir sa tonight, he forgot to mention this tonight when he accepted upon himself in the tfilas mincha. That's when you normally accept a tainus. Tfilas mincha, the day before, you accept upon yourself. There's a little yiratzon you find in many sidurim. The person says he's going to fast the next day, so he accepts upon himself the tainus at mincha time of the day beforehand. So originally said, oh, tomorrow I'm going to fast, it's an eight sarah for Klai Yisrael, but at the time that he actually accepted upon himself the tainus, he didn't mention that it's only going to be a half-day tainus or whatever conditions he's putting into it. So in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Beis, we'll learn over there, She'ev Shoshah Kabbalah Shekibel Achak Kach Hialdas Mashin Hisna Kodim L'Kain. So then even though he didn't mention it specifically at that point in time, when he accepted upon himself the tainus, we say that what he had in mind previously goes into effect. The issue for number 31 says, should you say Anenu in mincha over here, the inyan amiras anenu betfilas mincha b'shor shadai misana. You're still fasting at tfilas mincha, and then you're going to break your fast after mincha. So can you or can you not say anenu in tfilas mincha? So it brings down the Shulchan Aruch over there as well, Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Shekivun She'enu Misana Ad Tzeis HaKochavim Lo Yomar Anenu. Since you're not going to fast all day, in this situation you shouldn't say anenu by mincha time. However, he says you shouldn't say it as a separate bracha, but you should say it in Shomei Atvila. We always say it in Shomei Atvila. We don't say it as a separate bracha. The Shlich Tzibur says it as a separate bracha, but we only say it in Anenu. However, Omnon, Linyan Amiras, Tzom Taniseinu, are you allowed to use the Lashon, the day of our fast? So the Mishnah Berurah over there writes, according to the Taz, you shouldn't say that. Because today is not a day of tainus, it's a half day of tainus, and you don't want to even misspeak in this situation. It sounds like you're saying sheker, so we don't say that lashon according to the Taz. However, the Big Dayesha says you don't have to skip the words because you are being misana half the day, and therefore nech shavadover, it does count kitainus as a tainus. So there's nothing wrong with saying tzom tani senu, this day of tainus, because part of the day was in tainus. Shari achila liachachatzos enu ele kizukas even lechemas. Because he says an additional thing over here, that if you don't eat in the morning, then any eating you do in the afternoon is, so to say, a waste of time. It may make you not have hunger pangs, but it's not going to help your body. So therefore, it's like it's a day of tzom taniseinu in any event. Finally, dish of foot number 32 brings down the Mizman Kabbalah Satinis Khosha Belibo Shalola Sanos Elchatsiyam Bavad. At the time that you accepted upon yourself the tainus in your mind, you said, I'm only going to fast a half a day. But by accident you said the nusach of accepting upon yourself the entire tainus, so the Shevet Alevi Ravazas that's how brings down Bidyevid Morlis Sakinis Masha Omar. You can change your mind, so to say, because you really are doing what you initially intentioned. So you can change what you verbalized even after you accepted upon yourself the tainus and only fast a half a day. And he says, even if you didn't do that during the daytime, you can still do it at the nighttime. And he concludes, Shulai Rashay Lisanus Chatziyom Bovad Afilim Lo Pirish Lo Tikem Befivis Devar V'Klau. And he says, bottom line, you should have corrected it after you said it wrong. Fine, during the day. If you didn't, you can correct it at night. And if you didn't correct it at either one, you wake up the next morning and you realize you said the wrong nusach, you still only have to fast a half a day. And he says, this is also brought down by the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Birka Yosef, Shafilu and Rak, here I believe, even if you just thought that that's what you wanted to do, Mo'ilo Kavanoso. We have a similar idea that the thinking in your mind helps. We know when a person accepts upon himself there is a tainus the next day, not that he accepts upon himself a tainus. Let's say it's Shavasa B'Tamas, it starts in the morning, and you want to wake up before the tainus starts so you can eat something. It's a long day, so you want to have something in the morning. So ideally, you should verbalize and say, I'm not accepting upon myself the tainus until the actual dawn. And therefore, I reserve the right to eat before dawn. If a person didn't say this, so though, as long as he intended to do so, he had kavana here at Belibo, so that works bidyevadir as well. But in all of these situations, it is better for a person to actually verbalize it and not get involved over here in a situation of suffix. There are a lot of bir halachos on this page. We won't go through them all. But we don't have time, unfortunately. I just point out at the end of Dibur HaMaskil, of Mutter, there's an interesting halacha that's not so much relevant to what we have over here, but it's an important halacha for people to be aware of, which we'll learn later on in Shulchan Aruch. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, Umikol Mokom, Yesh Ansi Mais, there are those zealous people, Shemachmirim Liatzvim, B'mokom Di'efshor, Kedasa Mogin Avram, V'tekev Achar HaKiddush, Notlum Yodayim, Mavorchen Al HaPas, Ochlen HaKol B'toch HaSuda. The custom that many places have today that we have a kiddush in shul is a beautiful custom, very nice, but some were against the idea of not washing at such a suda, and they preferred that the first time that you make kiddush, you should wash right afterwards and then have a suda. And even if you're not going to do this, he brings down al koponim lekuli amu nochon lahadir shalol lemali kreis or mishar achilos kodem sudas pas. Person shouldn't fill himself so much at the kiddush that he doesn't have any desire left to come home and have the suda, which he's going to wash at, and all he's going to do is wash and then bench. So then that's not really ideal. So Ezu Chacham Aroes Hanola, the person who's smart, looks ahead into the future. When you have these beautiful shul kiddushes, so a person should try in this situation not to fill himself up so much that when he goes home, he can't make kiddush and wash and have a meal. He's so stuffed. He brings down over here in Dirshu Foot number 21, it says the Vilna Gaon always would make kiddush at the time of the Suda. He wouldn't make kiddush even at a kiddush, unless he was washing over there. And he brings down from Shelos Shuvah Salmos Chaim, Sharotz Lahachmi Kedas HaGruah. If you want to take upon yourself this chumah of the Gruah, but you still want to eat at a kiddush, so he says, Bevadei Nochon Shiyachzi V'Kaddish Pam Nosef Es Kodem HaSuda. When a person comes home and he makes his washing, then he should make kiddush again. This is called kiddush B'makom Suda. Normally you need at least kiddush B'makom Mazonos. Or some substantive type of a thing, but the Gra was bedavka to make it in the setting of a suda with pas. So therefore, one should try to be zahir if you want to fulfill this minog of the Gra, the shita of the Gra, to always make kiddush when you come home, even though you made kiddush at the kiddush in shul. Finally, one other Dirshu footnote number 26. He brings down Mishloach al suda shlishis kodem zman mincha ketana the erev yontif shechol b'shabbos. If yontif is on Sunday, so you're going to have Shalashuris, it's going to be Erev Yontif when you're having Shalashuris on Shabbos. So then this halacha that we said, you don't have a meal, Erev Yontif, you could still have Shalashuris then. But this is the custom that many people do. L'chatchila mitzvah lizor shelo lechol elamad pas bovad, only have a smaller Shalashuris in that situation, so you'll be able to have the Yontif meal on Saturday night, the night of Yontif, l'tayavon. What many people do in that situation is they try to make Shalashuris earlier in the day, so after at least the 9 hours, which is called roughly Mincha Ketana, they've already completed Shalashuris, and this way they don't have this problem. That concludes today's shiur.